Normal physiology, the normal microbiota of the urogenital system, provides critical nonspecific protection against infectious diseases. In males, the normal microbiota is comprised of bacterial species related to skin microbiota and is located within the distal urethra. In females, the normal microbiota is located within the vagina and the distal one-third of the urethra. Pathophysiology. The prevalence of cases of sexually transmitted diseases are currently at an all-time high. There are 1.8 million cases of chlamydia in the United States, which is a 19% increase since 2014. It is the most commonly reported bacterial infection in the United States and the most commonly sexually transmitted disease worldwide. It is caused by Chlamydia trachomatis bacteria, which infects both men and women. Chlamydia trachomatis are gram-negative anaerobic bacteria that replicate inside your eukaryotic cells. It is a weak organism that relies on its host for nutrients and survival. It lives inside a host in order to reproduce and survive. Chlamydia trachomatis targets squat columnar epithelial cells of the endocervix and upper genital tract in women, and the conjunctiva, urethra, and rectum in both men and women. Chlamydia has two developmental forms, elementary bodies and reticulate bodies. Elementary bodies are the infectious version of chlamydia, and reticulate bodies are the growth version of chlamydia. Elementary bodies are metabolically inactive and enters the host cell through endocytosis. Once it enters the host cell, it forms into metabolically active reticulate bodies. Reticulate bodies then start using the nutrients of the host cell and start to reproduce and form multiple reticulate bodies through binary fission. Reticulate bodies then start forming elementary bodies in order to infect more cells. This excess production of elementary bodies cause the cell to rupture and die. Elementary bodies and reticulate bodies get released into the extracellular matrix, and more host cells come and try to eat these bodies, and the cycle continues. There are 18 serologically variant strains of Chlamydia trachomatis. These different strains cause multiple medical conditions such as serious eye diseases and lymphogranuloma. Strains D, K are associated with genital tract infection. It can be transmitted through oral, vaginal, or anal sex with someone who has chlamydia. It can also be spread vertically from a mother to their children during delivery. The prevalence rate is higher in women than in men, with women being twice more likely to contract the infection than men. The infection occurs most frequently in females ages 15 to 24 and men ages 20 to 24. Infection rates are approximately 6 times higher in African Americans than in Caucasians. Some of the risk factors of chlamydia include number of lifetime sexual partners, no use of barrier contraception, young females, Black, Hispanic, Native Americans, and Alaskan Native ethnicity, and homosexuality. Chlamydia is usually asymptomatic in most people, but if left untreated, it may cause multiple clinical syndromes such as genital infection, cervicitis, urethritis, pelvic inflammatory diseases. The cervix is the most common site of genital infection in women, and the infection can ascend and cause pelvic inflammatory disease. These syndromes can cause symptoms such as vaginal discharge, intramenstrual bleeding, dysuria, pyuria, tubal infertility, ectopic pregnancy, and chronic pelvic pain. Most men rarely have health problems due to chlamydia. However, some men can show symptoms such as discharge from penis, burning sensation during urination, and pain and swelling in the testicles. Untreated chlamydia can also increase the chance of contracting or transmitting HIV. CDC recommends regular screening for general prevention. Endocervical NAAT or urine tests are some of the recommended screening tests. Screening is recommended for anyone who has had a new partner or more than one sex partner in past 6 months. All sexually active men and women 25 and below are recommended to be screened at least once a year. Screening for pregnant women and women above 25 years is also recommended if identifiable risk factors are present. Chlamydia trachomatis can be treated with antibiotic treatment, and the prognosis rate is 95% if initiated early and full course is completed.
Mm-hmm.